Welcome to Ancient and New, and Merry Christmas, friends. It's almost that time again for Lucy to wonder what Beethoven has to do with Christmas, as everyone picks on Charlie Brown for not being able to tell a good tree from a poor one, and Linus elevates everything by saying, "Lights, please." During this week before Christmas, I want to welcome you back to a series we like to do on the show called You Tell Us, in which we hear from some of our friends and listeners. I loved the last batch of these Thomas published, and I think you're going to find this new crop will bless your socks off as well. This time around, we've asked a few folks to tell us what person or character from the story of the first Christmas they are most relating to this year as they walk through Advent once again. Today, you're going to hear from our friend Molly Warren. Molly is a PA at Children's Hospital in Knoxville. So, is she like a real-life superhero? Oh yeah, you bet she is. She's also a mom of four, wife to our friend Brad, a great painter, and just a really fun hang with a ludicrously huge heart, and one of the truly excellent laughs at large in the world today. All right, no more chatter. Take it away, Molly.
The Advent Story. Who am I relating to, you ask? Is it Mary or Joseph holding each other close in the barn as they look upon the Christ child, knowing that they have trusted and he is here? Is it the shepherds tending to their flocks by night, knocked on their bottoms by heavenly beings and dropping everything to rush over and witness the miracle? Is it the wise men with their gifts and deep love for the baby Jesus as they choose bravery and go home another way? Well, no. For me, I'm relating to those sheep. Yes, I said the sheep. Let me explain. There are those sheep, just minding their own business, doing their sheep thing. They're eating grass, maybe snoozing a bit. Everything is just like it was the day before. Then bam, lights, chaos, and then their shepherds are gone. The Bible doesn't tell us what happened to the sheep, because they aren't exactly central to the narrative of God coming to earth to save us all from sin. But I've always loved the idea of those sheep and what they must have been thinking. Did they want to run with the shepherds and see what all the fuss was about? Were they all panicked and scattered? But honestly, I imagine that after the lights dimmed and they found themselves alone in the grass, they did just what sheep tend to do. They settled back down, shook the dust off their wool, and they went right back on eating grass, waiting for their shepherds to return. Because they've always returned before. So here I am, I've been raising my family, working and minding my own business, doing my Molly thing, and bam, the world has turned upside down. Chaos has descended. And I'm just standing on my little grassy hill, trying to figure out what on earth am I supposed to do. Should I stomp the sidewalks for social change? Should I go back to school to find a cure? Should I argue online and prove my point? No, no. My shepherd will come back, and all he needs me to do is stay on my little hill and eat grass. I will continue to go to work. I will continue to love my family. I will continue to check on my flock mates and care about them. I'm not being called to charge down the mountain. Maybe this is you too. These times of steady devotion to the ordinary can feel unimportant. But like my pastor said one day, and it changed my life, you are not impressive, but you are important. My steady, quiet life is not going to make headlines or leave a legacy. I am only being asked to keep doing my thing, because there is only one me, and I am loved by that baby down there in that barn. He knows I'm over here on this hill. I take such comfort in that. In this season of Advent, if you find yourself less than shiny, it's fine. Not everyone's called to rush to the barn and sit in the glow. But he knows you're over there. You are not impressive, but you are important. And so deeply, deeply loved. Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters.
Thank you.